Adam, the morning after, kind of, I guess, a quick synopsis on the year that was?
No, I think we're happy with how we finished, but disappointed that today's the day that we're done.
When you look back, what stands out for you getting another taste of NHL hockey for pretty much an entire year?
Yeah, well, I think I, when I look back at kind of how my game developed this year, I'm pretty happy with that. I think it was a step in the right direction, and it's going to be something that I'm going to try and build off and, try and use this summer and the time off we have to kind of continue that development and kind of continue to try and make improvements in my game.
Is there some uncertainty now around the team with going into an offseason where there's an expansion draft and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I think there's always uncertainty anytime your team doesn't make the playoffs. There's going to be changes. So, and now with Vegas, we know one guy's not going to be back. So, it's a little different. I think, it's kind of just a wait and see.
As a young player, Adam, how do you think Patrick Laine handled all the tension around the expectations this year?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. That's a tough spot to be in. I think they're kind of pitting you against another guy, him and Matthews, it seemed like all year. And, they want the storylines, and I think he did a great job. People would be going, what's going wrong with Patrick? He hasn't scored in three games, but 18-year-old kid, I think he had 36 goals. Yeah, I think we're happy with where he's at.
What impressed you most about the way he handled himself?
Oh, he seems to not let a lot of stuff faze him. He seemed pretty calm and cool under the pressure and seemed to shine on the big stage. So we're happy to have him here.
Oh, you mentioned the team earlier on, but a career year for you goal-wise and the role that you had on the power play and getting a lot of time in that third-line center role. Did you like the year that you had?
Yeah, when I break it down, there's going to be areas that I'm happy with and areas that I still want to improve upon. I think I got a lot of opportunity this year, and I tried to make the most of it.
Adam, what do you envision your role in this team being in the future?
I think it's going to be important that I continue to work on my skating, and it allows me to play against the faster, the bigger guys, kind of try and give better matchups to Scheif and Litz and whoever in the future. That's kind of what I've been brought up to do. It's it's kind of defense first mindset, and that way anytime you can start in the D zone and allow the other guys to kind of rest and play a little more offensive, it helps the team.
As we've seen from you this year, kind of that Ryan Kessler style shutdown centerman. How do you said that's part of your game? How do you feel you fit that role, and is that something you want to?
Yeah, well, I think you look at Anaheim's dynamic and how they're able to get him out on the ice against other teams' top lines, and he's able to thrive. I think he's great offensively. I don't think we're ever going to see those numbers by me, but that's a guy I look up to. Kind of, I hate playing against him on the ice, and he rubs you the wrong way a bit. But he's a tremendous player, two-way player, and that's kind of what I strive to become.
Are there specific things you're going to work on in the off season with all of that in mind?
Well, that's my skating. That's one area that every summer it kind of you look at that, and if you can continue to improve that, that'll just make you a better player. And with that, then there's small areas of your game. It's tough to practice face-offs all the time. The summer guys don't want to get banged up, but that's another area that's going to have to continue to improve if I'm going to be put in that role.
Is there a game or scenarios this year that stand out for you when you look back at this season?
There's some things that stick out. I think Patty's hat trick against Toronto kind of quiet the Toronto media a little bit. But, there's certainly some times that I'll look back and, with fond memories.
Have you liked your evolution as a centerman? Because you played wing in junior, right?
Yeah, I played wing until I was 19.
Right. So, I mean, you talk about face-offs, you talk about skating. I mean, those things are obviously different as a centerman. Have you liked what you've seen from that, from your transition to center over the last few years?
Yeah, I think there has been some positive growth in my game. Face-offs, I kind of think, is it's an area that you continue to get better with experience. You know, the more you get used to the tendencies of linesmen's dropping the puck and the tendencies of other guys, you can kind of start keying in on things that they do to be successful in the circle, and you can kind of combat that. So, you know, I think they'll continue to get better over time. And skating thing, that's another area, you know, and finally starting to fill out, and finally starting to kind of be what I'll be as size-wise. So, you know, I think that's another area. If I put in the work, it's going to continue to get better.
Talked to Paul yesterday about all the young players on his team that took a big step forward this year, and he was quick to include you in that list. Being one of those guys, is there something about this organization or something about this coaching staff that has allowed so many young, talented players to flourish?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is you make a mistake, they keep putting you back out there, and they keep giving you that opportunity to kind of correct that mistake and learn from it. And, you know, they put that belief in you every day that, you know, you're a valuable member of this team and that you're going to be an important piece, whether you're Patty or, you know, Copper or me. You know, everyone kind of has a role on this team, and, you know, they really push us to kind of grow into those roles and kind of continue to get better. So, you know, I think they've done a great job handling the youth we have on this team.